Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected. Right, let's cast your minds back, our minds back, to your childhood. The little Carlitos, what kind of kid were you growing up? What kind of childhood did you have?
I had a good childhood. I mean, I cannot complain, especially because I was always doing something that I enjoyed doing, apart from going to school, which I didn't like every other kid. I was still getting to do a lot of sports, which I've always enjoyed. I was playing a lot of football, a lot of tennis, and go-karting. But I was combining all those three sports more or less in classes and time away on the weekends go-karting. And my dad was always away. My mom was taking good care of me and my sisters. And then it was basically when I turned 10, 11 years old when karting started to get a bit more serious.
And I've heard you say that actually you're more like your mum than your dad, because everyone would assume that you're just a mini-me version of him and that you're just following in his tracks, although obviously you went into racing as opposed to rallying. Just tell us about the dynamic between your parents and you growing up.
Yeah, well, you need to think that I've grown up more with my mum than with my dad until I was 11. My dad was nearly 300 days a year away from home, and my mum was taking care of us. But at the same time, as soon as I started go-karting, then my dad retired from rallying and he started traveling a lot with me. And that's when I got to know my dad, not know, but get more of a relationship with him as we were traveling the world together, go-karting, together with my uncle, actually, also. And we formed a great relationship since then. And he's educated me on the racing side and on the athlete side. And since then, I start to do the things that worked for him in rallying, being the same kind of profile, let's say, with my own personality, but things that made him a world champion, I always try to learn from them and try to embrace them myself. And but my personality, actually the inner personality, the raw Carlos is more like my mom, and then the racing Carlos or the athlete side of Carlos is more like my dad, I would say.
Hey, so you're like Beyonce. You've got an alter ego, the Sasha Fierce on the stage versus the girl back home. I like that.
Maybe. I've never thought about it like that, but maybe I'm a bit like Beyonce.
I'm interested in the nature-nurture side of this because there's obviously the father-son dynamic and relationship is such an incredible one. But do you think that you have gone the path you have because you are like your dad in so many ways? Or do you think there was that constant presence of what he does and an intrigue as a young boy? Where does my dad go for 300 days a year? I'm kind of fascinated by it.
I really got to know how big my dad was when he retired. I mean, while he was racing, I remember going to a couple of rallies, but I didn't know how big he was or how important he was in the world of motorsport. Just when he got his big gathering of people in the center of Madrid, when everyone went out on the streets of the Castellana, Paseo de la Castellana, which is, I don't know, maybe like Piccadilly here or Oxford Street in London, they closed the city down for him to do some donuts and to do an exhibition. And the whole of Madrid went to see him. And that's when suddenly I realized how big my dad was, and I was a bit shocked about it. And at that point, I started being a bit more curious a bit about his career. What did he do? How? since then we started traveling together, and at that point I really got to know his, how he achieved what he achieved and the way he did it. And then, I tried to learn as much as possible from him, but at the same time, as we are different, bit different personalities, we do things still a bit different, and I'm just trying to give all the positive things from him for sure.
It's so lovely. Family are clearly very important to you. I kind of like the fact that you've stayed in Madrid. I mean, for most of your career, that's been your home, hasn't it? With your family, and your cousin is your manager. Well, it clearly is important to you to have that kind of tight circle around you. How do you think it helps you in the world of F1, pressures of racing?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if it's a Latin thing, but we have kept everything very in family in my career. My uncle was Juanjo, that is the manager of my dad. He started helping me when I started go-karting. Then Carlos Caco came in as my manager, and he's my cousin. I don't know, maybe it's a Latin thing, but I've always lived in Spain, except that when I turned 18, that Helmut Marko asked me to go to live to Milton Keynes. No offense at all to Milton Keynes, but I was 18. There was nothing there apart from the simulator and from the Red Bull factory, and I just didn't know what to do in Milton Keynes, an 18-year-old guy, what to do there. And I didn't last very long. I lasted maybe 1 year and a half, 2 years living there and going to Red Bull simulator. But as soon as I could, I was always looking forward to go back to Madrid. And then since the Renault days, I've lived in the UK. I've lived in London full time, but always trying on the weekends to go and see my family and friends.
And is it because you kind of like to get away from the madness of F1 and just recharge the batteries, and it's kind of food for the soul being around your family? Or do you end up talking about racing anyway because you're all involved in it?
My conversation at home with my dad normally involves a lot of racing, but still, when I go to Spain, I have my friends, my girlfriend, I have my my golf, my good weather. I mean, I cannot be more Spanish than what I am, I think. I have my traditions there. I have my Sunday lunch with my grandparents. I have my Saturday lunch with my cousins. We try and go to the countryside. I don't know. I have a very normal life in Madrid, and I just love going back to there because it reminds me what I've been doing all my life. But at the same time, I like the work I have. I like living in the UK Monday to Fridays. I enjoy being around with the engineers, focusing a lot on my physical preparation. And then as soon as that's done, I pick a flight and I go back to Madrid, but always with the homework done. And that makes me feel more relaxed when I go back home, that I've done my work, and I've worked harder than probably anyone out there.
Oh, you do. You do believe your work ethic is stronger than anyone else's. That's a bold statement. I like it, though.
Yeah, I don't see many other drivers living near a factory, to be honest, a Formula One factory. I see them maybe living in Monaco, Los Angeles, or somewhere around. And me personally, I took the decision when I joined McLaren that I wanted to live near the factory, just because I wanted to build a strong relationship with everyone. Especially on my first year in McLaren, I really needed and wanted to build a strong bonding with the team. And I think we managed, and it's paid off. The first year was really, really strong. And now we're looking into a second year, wanting to continue a positive trend. And it's not an easy decision to go and live near a factory, because I have London 40 minutes away by car, half an hour on train, but I really don't get to go to London much. And I like it here. I'm focused. My trainer Rupert, that you know, nearby, that helps me to sort my life out here in the UK. And Monday to Thursday, flat out training and preparation, simulator meetings, etc. And then on Thursdays, I shoot off to Spain and relax.
Very nice. Thanks so much for listening to In the Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at In_the_pink, and you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And Join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.